Good morning to each one of you, and greetings in Christ's name this morning. Recently, in the past several months, we've experienced the tragic loss of a number from our congregation. And I imagine if you would approach someone, a friend or a family member, who very keenly feels this loss, and ask them, do you earnestly desire heaven more than before? My guess is that they would say yes, of course. This past summer, we've also experienced a very good harvest. And although I'm not a farmer and therefore can't speak authoritatively on farming, it seems to me that the reason most farmers choose their occupation is not because of any aspirations of becoming wealthy and making lots of money, but rather because they simply love doing what they do. And I suspect if you would ask a farmer from this congregation, do you enjoy farming more because of the bountiful wheat crop that you had? I suspect that their answer would be in the affirmative as well. Now, these two different examples that I gave, these different experiences that evoke in us different feelings, the one, a desire to see God face to face, and the other, a desire to enjoy what God has given us here on earth to do. Can these two experiences be present in the same person at the same time? Since the very first bite was taken from the forbidden fruit, humanity, and specifically Christians, have been forced to live with tension. The tension between, on the one hand, desiring to regain that lost communion with God, and on the other hand, desiring to fulfill the task that God has given each one of us here on earth to do. All of us were created with an eternal part of us, our souls. We were created to exist eternally with God. When Marion Yoder, one of the sisters here in our congregation, was slowly dying, she felt this intense desire to go and be with her Maker. And we too, at the passing of a loved one, desire the same, have the same emotion in our own beings. We desire to go and dwell with God as well. Our souls long to be united with their Maker. And this strong emotion is a result of being created, as I said before, to dwell with God forever. We're born with this sense of there being something more, something eternal. And we go throughout our entire existence here on earth knowing that this is not our true home. In Hebrews 11, 13 through 16, I forgot to get the reference, but it talks about the Old Testament prophets, how they were seeking a better country, a heavenly country. And I think that is what all of us desire to do as well. That is, we want to have that passion to see God face to face in heaven. Yet here we are, left behind by those who have departed in our deteriorating physical bodies. As Michael Card says in his book, A Sacred Sorrow, he says it well, "We were created to live with him in a garden, yet we awake every morning in the desert of a fallen world." Not only do we live in bodies that are slowly dying. We also have earthly responsibilities to fulfill right here and right now. Earthly, not in the sense of sinful or carnal, but rather in the sense of physical actions and responsibilities that we are called to fulfill. Getting up every morning for work, doing dishes, cleaning the house, etc. In 2 Corinthians 4, Paul says at the end of the chapter that we are not to look at what is visible, because what is visible is simply temporary. Rather, he says we are to look at what is eternal, we are to look at what is invisible, because that is truly what is eternal. Still, Paul got up every morning, he made tents, he built relationships with people. In the parable, which is often referred to as the parable of the talents, the servants who fulfilled the responsibilities that they were given were rewarded. But what did the master say to the servant who thought he had better things to do? He thought he would just hang around and wait till the master would come back, because he was afraid what would happen if he was afraid of failure. The master rebuked him very harshly and cast him away. God has given each one of us a task to fulfill here on earth, and we are to perform it with joy and with everything that we have in us. So what are we to do with this tension that we're constantly living with? Are we to go through life confused and frustrated at living, in a sense, life without resolution? I don't think so. I think the calling of the Christian is to embrace both worlds, the earthly and the eternal. We are not to stifle one of these desires, either the desire to see God face to face or the desire to live here on earth and fulfill what he's given us to do. But rather, we're to live in that tension and to do our best to faithfully fulfill God's calling for us here, right now, and at the same time yearning earnestly for that day when we will see him face to face. We must live with our arms outstretched toward heaven, but at the same time with our feet firmly planted here on earth. There is coming a day when we will have a new perfect body. A day when we will have but one desire, and our only experience will be everlasting joy. But until then, we are called to embrace both worlds, the eternal and the earthly, realizing that one day God will unite both worlds into one. And that is truly what gives what we do here on earth eternal value. And we are to embrace both the joy and the tension, both the joy and the sorrow that come from that tension. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, that you have created us to dwell eternally with you, and that what we do here on earth really is important. Give us wisdom, give us discernment as we look to faithfully fulfill what you have given us here on earth to do, and at the same time not lessening our desire to see you face to face. Thank you that you will one day satisfy our deepest desires. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for those thoughts, Matthew. Truly, we are seeing and learning in the past year or so that death is a part of life. It's time for our Sunday school hour. Again, welcome each one here to be a part of that. Let's dismiss the teachers in the basement this time. Preschool and primary students can go. Juniors and intermediates. Maybe just a word of how we conduct our Sunday school classes here for those of you who aren't regular. The men's classes, there will be two here in the auditorium, one in the front, one in the back. There'll be one back in the entry, one in the basement, and a couple outside in the outside classroom. So feel free to either just stay seated or follow someone to the other classes. The ladies' classes tend to be over here on my left in the overflow and the inside classrooms. So feel free to join any one of those.